AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris has done her first major television interview of the presidential campaign, telling CNN voters are ready for a new way forward. At a town hall in Wisconsin, Donald Trump said he wasn't impressed.
She didn't look like a leader to me, I'll be honest. I don't see her negotiating with President Xi of China. I don't see her with Kim Jong-un like we did with Kim Jong-un.
Trump's also promising universal coverage for IVF treatments. Meantime, the Army's provided more details about an incident with Trump's staff during a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Sagar Magani has that story.
An Army spokesman says all participants were told of rules banning political activities at Arlington, and when a cemetery employee tried to enforce them, was pushed aside. The spokesman says the employee refused to press charges. The Trump campaigns denied it did anything wrong.
Trump's lawyers have asked a federal court to take control of his New York hush money criminal case, sentencing scheduled for next month, but they argue the state-level prosecution ran afoul of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. Israel's killed a top militant in its deadliest West Bank raids since the Gaza War began. And the UN nuclear watchdog says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Haya Panjwani has details.
A confidential report by the International Atomic Energy Agency says Tehran has also not reconsidered its September 2023 decision to ban the most experienced nuclear inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program, and that IAEA surveillance cameras remain disrupted. The report further says that Iran has still not provided answers to the nuclear watchdog's years-long investigation about the origin and current location of man-made uranium particles found at two locations Tehran has failed to declare as potential nuclear sites. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. In North Carolina, a children's book with a button battery is being blamed for causing a car fire. No one in the car at the time. And no water means no rooms at the Grand Canyon.
Water issues have forced Labor Day weekend visitors to change their plans. There were a series of breaks in the Grand Canyon's only water pipeline.
I'd seen the pictures of the water blasting out of the side of the canyon, and you know, we were told that there were water restrictions. Just, we didn't know that it would get this bad this quick.
Clint Blake from Virginia learned hotels and lodges in the North and South Rims are closed. Hotels outside the park aren't impacted. Blake is not complaining.
It's beautiful. I would recommend anyone come here, even if they do get kicked out after a night.
Since 2010, more than 85 major breaks have disrupted water delivery at the Grand Canyon, but none has been this serious. Park officials hope to make repairs as quickly as possible. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.